Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Prairie Land Partners' John Deere, located 1 mile west of Emporia on West Highway 50, delivering the right solutions.
Prairie Land Partners has a great lineup of John Deere compact utility tractors at all their locations across the state of Kansas. From the nimble 1-series subcompact tractor to the powerful 4-series, they have the right compact tractor available today to help you accomplish your next project. You owe it to yourself to come see the great selection of compact utility tractors at Prairie Land Partners and take one home today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Monday morning, the 11th of July. Sunshine and 72 degrees on our way to 97 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker on this Monday by Lyon County Clerk and Lyon County Election Officer Tammy Vopot. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. How are you?
Good. Well, thanks for joining us here today. How busy do you expect your office is going to be today and tomorrow with the voter registration deadline really fast approaching now?
Well, we're busy. There's been a lot of activity with voter registration deadline coming to an end tomorrow. So, there's been a lot of activity there and just preparing for the election and rolling.
So exactly when is the deadline, Tammy?
Tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
5 p.m., okay.
Yes, okay. July 12th at 5 p.m. Voter rolls close.
Gotcha. What do people need to bring with them, say, if they are a first-time voter registrant or if they need to change their registration?
To change, you just need to come in and fill out a new voter registration form or do it online. Then if you're a new voter registration, same thing. It's good to have your Kansas driver's license number to put on your voter registration form or the last 4-year social, and get registered.
All right, the primary election coming up August the 2nd, and there is a ballot question dealing with abortion. I've noticed a couple of stories statewide, Tammy, that there have been some areas that have seen quite an uptick in some locations, I guess, due to the abortion question. A lot more people getting registered to vote. Have we seen any kind of increase here? What are our numbers like right now?
Well, what was certified to the state last year on our voter registration rolls was just over 20,000 registered voters, and right now we're at 20,523, so it has increased. And, you know, it could be because of the question. It could be of other things, too. So it's hard to tell.
What about your election prep here, you know, for your office staff here? You know, you got voter registration, and then almost immediately you roll right from that into advanced voting by mail ballot.
We've got a lot going on right now. The staff are working very hard and diligently on getting the voter registrations that are coming in processed. And then on Wednesday, July 13th, is the day we start mailing out ballots for those that requested a mail ballot, which we have approximately 500 that we're going to mail out Wednesday. So along with that, we are working on getting our equipment tested and calibrated and ready to go. Just lots of moving parts right now.
Before we get into specific voting dates, and you do have a lot of options out there for people to get out and vote, back to the ballot question again, Tammy. Now, you don't have to be a registered Republican, Democrat, party affiliation to vote, all eligible, independent or not, to vote on that question?
Exactly. If you're registered to vote, you will have a ballot with that question on it at the very least.
All right, so when does advance voting begin in person, Tammy?
That is next Monday on July 18th from 8 to 5 every day in my office in the courthouse, and that will go Monday through Friday from July 18th through August 1st at noon. So it ends at noon so we can prep for the election the next day.
And you do have some activity that will be happening as far as advanced voting out at the Anderson Building, correct?
Absolutely. We're going to offer some early voting out at the Anderson Building starting on Wednesday, July 20th. And that's going to be from 10 to 4, 10 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. on Thursday, July 21st. We're going to go from 10 in the morning to 6 p.m. So maybe people getting off work will have another hour to allow them to get there to vote if they want to take advantage of that opportunity. On Friday, July 22nd, we're going 10 in the morning to 4 p.m. And then on Saturday, July 23rd, we'll be there from 9 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Again, Lyon County Clerk / Lyon County Election Officer Tammy Vopod is our newsmaker guest here this Monday morning. Tammy, we've talked a little bit before about some of the benefits of having that off-site election window open. And it seems like this window, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe a little bit longer than you've had in other non-presidential year elections. Just wanted to kind of get your thoughts on why the multi-day approach here for that, and also kind of remind folks why you have this on the schedule here in case they can't get down to the courthouse maybe during the normal business hour stretch.
Well, you know, our goal is for the voter, to give the voter every opportunity to cast that ballot. And we just decided that since it was a gubernatorial election and there were a lot of items or a lot of races on the ballot, that we would just open it up and go for 4 days. We always like to offer that Saturday voting. It has been very popular with the voters, and I think it gives everyone just another opportunity. So, you know, I mean, you can vote early starting on the 18th in our office. You can vote the week following at the Anderson Building. You can vote by mail if you send in an application, or you can vote at the polling place on Election Day. So, you know, there are so many options out there, so we just want to make sure that everybody has the opportunity.
You have no excuse, basically, is what we're telling you here, not to get out and vote. There are ample opportunities for you to get your vote cast in the primary election, which is coming up on August the 2nd. And polling places on Election Day, Tammy, remaining the same?
Remaining the same, yes, absolutely.
Tammy, I want to ask you a couple of things here. Specifically for those of you voting in person, whether it's at the courthouse, off-site, or at the polling place when it's the day of the election, August 2nd, what do you need to bring with you? And then I want to dovetail off of that, and for the mail ballot specifically, I wanted to ask you about, you know, whether we're having some concerns like we had a couple of years or maybe the last two election cycles with extra mailers coming in that caused a fair amount of confusion, especially the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm. The mailers, the going out, there are different entities that might send out an application for a ballot by mail. And just remember, it's just an application. If you happen to get two applications from two different entities, that doesn't mean that if you fill out both applications and send them in, you're going to get two ballots, because we absolutely make sure that does not happen. I haven't seen a huge increase in applications for mail ballots. I think that, I think people like to vote the way they like to vote, and we like to offer every opportunity we can.
On Election Day itself, August the 2nd, which is a Tuesday, primary election day, I should say, hours 7 to 7? That's what we're looking at? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Anything?
And we will have...
Go ahead.
We've got board workers ready to go. They will be sanitizing in between voters just to wipe things down, make sure that we're not, that we're just keeping things clean. The only thing that the voter needs to bring in is their ID. And simple, safe, and quick process.
Voter registration is over tomorrow, and then advance voting begins in the office Monday, July 18th, and then advance voting at the Anderson Building July 20th through the 23rd, and then primary election day coming up Tuesday, August the 2nd. Anything that we have missed, Tammy?
I did want to say that if someone wants to view a sample ballot, they can type in voter view on the internet and fill out their information and actually see their ballot, which has a stamp on it that says sample, so you can't just print it out and go vote it. But that way you can study your ballot and educate yourself and know what's going to be on your ballot, so you know how you want to vote before you get there.
That was voter view?
Voter View. Yes.
Okay.
Sounds good. All right.
That's all right. Did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, Tammy, thanks so much for joining us here today, and I hope you and your staff have a smooth election process here the next 2 weeks.
It'll go great, you guys. Thank you so much.
All right, Tammy, have a great day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tammy.
You too. Bye-bye.
Tammy Vopot, Lyon County Clerk and Lyon County Election Officer, joining us on our Primetime Newsmaker on this Monday.
All right, if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, we do have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.